Isaiah chapter 15, an oracle concerning Moab. Because Ar is laid waste in a night, Moab is undone. Because Kir is laid waste in a night, Moab is undone. Dibon has gone up to the temple, to the high places to weep. Over Nebo and over Medeba, Moab wails. On every head is baldness, every beard is shorn. In the streets they bind on sackcloth. On the housetops and in the squares everyone wails and melts in tears. Heshbon and Eleilah cry out, their voices are heard as far as Jahaz. Therefore the loins of Moab quiver, his soul trembles. My heart cries out for Moab, his fugitives flee to Zoar, to Eglath-Shelishiah. For at the ascent of Luhith they go up weeping, on the road to Horonaim they raise a cry of destruction. The waters of Nimrim are a desolation. The grass is withered, the new growth fails, the verdure is no more. Therefore, the abundance they have gained, and what they have laid up, they carry away over the wadi of the willows. For a cry has gone around the land of Moab. The wailing reaches to Eglaim. The wailing reaches to Bir Ilim. For the waters of Dibon are full of blood. Yet I will bring upon Dibon even more. A lion for those of Moab who escape, for the remnant of the land. Isaiah chapter 16. Send lambs to the ruler of the land, from Selah, by way of the desert, to the mount of daughter Zion. Like fluttering birds, like scattered nestlings, so are the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Give counsel, grant justice, make your shade like night at the height of noon. Hide the outcasts, do not betray the fugitive. Let the outcasts of Moab settle among you. Be a refuge to them from the destroyer. When the oppressor is no more, and destruction has ceased, and marauders have vanished from the land, then a throne shall be established in steadfast love in the tent of David, and on it shall sit in faithfulness a ruler who seeks justice and is swift to do what is right. We have heard of the pride of Moab, how proud he is! Of his arrogance, his pride, and his insolence, his boasts are false. Therefore let Moab wail, let everyone wail for Moab, mourn, utterly stricken, for the raisin cakes of Kir Hareseth, for the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vines of Sibna, whose clusters once made drunk the lords of the nations, reached to Jazer and strayed to the desert, their shoots once spread abroad and crossed over the sea. Therefore I weep with the weeping of Jazer for the vines of Sibma. I drench you with my tears, O Heshbon and Eleilah, for the shout over your fruit harvest and your grain harvest has ceased. Joy and gladness are taken away from the fruitful field, and in the vineyards no songs are sung, no shouts are raised, no treader treads out wine in the presses. The vintage shout is hushed. Therefore my heart throbs like a harp for Moab, and my very soul for Kir Hereth. When Moab presents himself, when he wearies himself upon the high place, when he comes to his sanctuary to pray, he will not prevail. This was the word that the Lord spoke concerning Moab in the past. But now the Lord says, in 3 years, like the years of a hired worker, the glory of Moab will be brought into contempt, in spite of all its great multitude, and those who survive will be very few and feeble. Isaiah chapter 17. An oracle concerning Damascus. See, Damascus will cease to be a city, and will become a heap of ruins. Her towns will be deserted forever, they will be places for flocks, which will lie down, and no one will make them afraid. The fortress will disappear from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Aram will be like the glory of the children of Israel, says the Lord of hosts. On that day the glory of Jacob will be brought low, and the fat of his flesh will grow lean. And it shall be as when reapers gather standing grain, and their arms harvest the ears, and as when one gleans the ears of grain in the valley of Rephaim. Gleanings will be left in it, as when an olive tree is beaten, two or three berries in the top of the highest bough, four or five on the branches of a fruit tree, says the Lord God of Israel. On that day people will regard their Maker, and their eyes will look to the Holy One of Israel. They will not have regard for the altars, the work of their hands, and they will not look to what their own fingers have made, either the sacred poles or the altars of incense. On that day their strong cities will be like the deserted places of the Hivites and the Amorites, which they deserted because of the children of Israel, and there will be desolation. For you have forgotten the God of your salvation, and have not remembered the rock of your refuge. Therefore, though you plant pleasant plants and set out slips of an alien god, though you make them grow on the day that you plant them, and make them blossom in the morning that you sow, yet the harvest will flee away in a day of grief and incurable pain. Ah, the thunder of many peoples! They thunder like the thundering of the sea. Ah, the roar of nations! They roar like the roaring of mighty waters. The nations roar like the roaring of many waters. But he will rebuke them, and they will flee far away, chased like chaff on the mountains before the wind, and whirling dust before the storm. At evening time, lo, terror! Before morning, they are no more. This is the fate of those who despoil us, and the lot of those who plunder us.